Welcome in to Mile High Magazine, another Sunday morning with you, and we appreciate you being there. I am Murphy Houston, and joining me this morning is Renee Farofino, who's the Vice President of Development for the Women's Foundation of Colorado. And Renee, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Well, good morning. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we want to know about this. We were kind of talking ahead of time here, and I was telling Renee, I enjoy doing this show so much because every week I learn something new about some organization or something going on in Colorado I never knew before, and I've lived here since 1986. So I need to learn. You know what I'm saying, Renee?
Absolutely. It's so important to know what's going on in our communities.
Well, and it's a special month for women, of course. So let's talk about the Women's Foundation of Colorado. What is it? Explain what it is, how it started, and what's going on there.
Yeah, so the Women's Foundation of Colorado is the only statewide community foundation protecting women's progress and advancing gender, racial, and economic equity. And unlike private foundations, we rely on individual donors, businesses, and other foundations locally and nationally to really fuel and contribute to our work. So several women founded us a year after you arrived in 1987 to fight the feminization of poverty and to be a space where women could build their philanthropy. And although it's not just for women, we know that women give differently, and it was really important to create a space where we could cultivate women's philanthropy.
So off you went, and now you've been around here a long time, and how's the growth process? This must be huge for you guys.
It has been. You know, sometimes I am surprised, though, that there are so many people in our community who still don't know who the Women's Foundation is. And we're continuously creating awareness, but our growth has been tremendous. We support all 2.85 million women here in Colorado with our work, and we are invested in all 64 counties throughout Colorado as well.
Well, how do you keep up with that? That's a big challenge.
It really is a big challenge, but we do that through our grant making and our public policy work. And I can kind of go into that if you'd like, but I don't want to take us off course here.
No. Yeah, I want to back up a little bit now and think about more about the Women's Foundation of Colorado. Yeah. And how are you different from other community foundations?
Well, you know, we're different, and it's really important for us that we were able to have a foundation that was focused specifically on women. Women deserve to have a foundation that focuses on them, because if we aren't vigilant about protecting our progress that we've seen, then we're going to lose our rights that we have already earned. So being a community foundation only focused on women is incredibly important. After we saw the dismantling of Roe v. Wade, the rollback of affirmative action, which hurt women of color specifically, it's really critical that we're around. So we really must be intentional about creating economic opportunities for women. And we do this through our grant making and public policy. And we believe that philanthropy is necessary, because change happens too slowly, if not at all, in these spaces. So it's really important for philanthropy to dig in and address the barriers that women face based off of their backgrounds and identities.
Well, and you do grants, so talk about that a little bit. That requires money. How do you get the money to give the grants, and who's getting the grants?
Yeah. So as the head of our development and advancement department, our strategy for that is financial contributions from individuals, national, local institutions, businesses. We have so many different vehicles to really cultivate philanthropy for women, and grant making is how we get it out. And we use it to really address women's basic needs and to create economic mobility. Our grant making programs use different strategies to create really a future where women of every background and identity thrive. During Women's History Month, and thank you for acknowledging that, it's also really important to acknowledge that women of color have led most of our critical social justice movements, from Me Too to voting rights to reproductive justice. So through the Women and Girls of Color Fund, which is one of our grant-making programs, we unapologetically and intentionally invest in women, girls, and gender-expansive people of color, because we believe their life experiences and their backgrounds make them uniquely qualified to address challenges within their communities and provide innovative solutions for their communities. And they fund everything from Black maternal health to immigration services to providing affirming spaces for marginalized communities who deserve to thrive. Yesterday, I was at one of our grantee partners with Sade Cooper, who is the executive director of CHIC. And she's just one of the extraordinary women in Colorado whose work the Women's Foundation invests in. Sade is changing lives through workforce development, community reentry programs, and most recently with a new bill called Justice for Black Coloradans. And then our other program here at the foundation is WinCom. And we are a statewide leader in cash assistance movement. So that is the focus of WinCom. Our WinCom grantees use cash assistance to help women really move ahead. We've learned that over the last 3 years, women who receive cash assistance use it on housing, rent, mortgage, transportation, car costs, and home expenses. The common narrative around people receiving cash assistance using the money is simply just not true. Right. You know, so many times they're thinking that cash is used to purchase, you know, go to Target on a shopping spree
or to
get their nails done. They're not using that. They're using it to meet their basic needs, which all of us should be able to do in our communities. So there's a ripple effect to a woman's children, family, and community when they receive cash assistance. And then the last way we get money out the door is through our donor advised funds and our giving circles, which are essentially donor advised funds are essentially a philanthropic checking book for individuals who start them here. And giving circles are a really beautiful and powerful way that people come together over a shared mission, leverage their dollars, and put them back out into community to causes that matter to them. And then our investment portfolio here is also invested in a 100% gender lens. So we are investing with our values, and all of the assets that we have under management here are aligned with our mission.
Wow, you guys are deeply involved. That's a great thing. Congratulations on that. It's not just kind of a surface little thing here. You're in deep. It's really fantastic. And
thank you.
And so basically these organizations you deal with, are you with them every day? Do you with them all the time to help them? Or are they, is it once a month? How does that work to keep up?
Yeah, so because we're a community foundation, we serve as a bit more of an intermediary, which is something that I love. So we grant out to community partners and grantees and give them unrestricted general operating dollars because we trust them to make the best decisions for their businesses and their communities. And then they use those dollars to invest in either staffing, operating costs, or their programs that serve the community. So we don't spend a lot of time with our grantee partners. We are a very hands-off funder, which I think is critically important.
Uh-huh.
You know, they know best their work and their communities. They're the experts in that space. And so we just give them the money to do the work. And then we work really hard with them to tell their stories and to create more awareness about what they're doing so other funders understand the significance and the importance of their work and will join in and partner with us in investing in them.
So how do you connect? I'm curious about you keep using the phrase other funders. Who are these other funders? Who are the funders?
So we have so many amazing funders here in Colorado. We're really lucky to be in such a strong philanthropic community. So some of the other funders and some of the other community foundations I'm talking about are the Denver Foundation, Rose Community Foundation, Community First Foundation. You have a lot of private funders like Colorado Health Foundation, the Colorado Trust, Donnell K. There are so many funders here in the Denver metro area and then statewide as well. But as a funder, it is critically important that we continue to elevate women. Women are half of our population, and they only receive, Murphy, hold on, they only receive 1.9% of all philanthropic dollars from foundations.
That can't be possible. That can't be right.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of organizations give money to organizations serving men and women and girls and boys and non-binary folks, but organizations who serve specifically women and their families only receive 1.9% of funding. And women of color who specifically serve women and their families only receive 0.5% of philanthropic dollars from foundations. That is less than a penny on every dollar that's granted out by a foundation that goes directly to women serving organizations.
I'm just stunned at that number. That's just,
it's baffling.
Baffling. It's wrong.
Yes, it is. It is wrong. I mean, when you think about the role that women play in our community.
Yes.
I mean, if we're not thriving, then our families are not thriving, our communities are not thriving, and it's going to be very difficult to have our economy thriving.
That's crazy. We're talking with Renee Farofino, who's the Vice President of Development of the Women's Foundation of Colorado. And Renee, how does the Women's Foundation engage in things like public policy advocacy? You must be deep into that.
Yes, we have an incredibly strong programs team here who focus on public policy. So it's a public policy is like an incredibly effective tool for change. One policy that we support and that passes can impact 2.85 million women and girls in our state. Take, for example, Equal Pay for Equal Work Act that we helped pass in 2019.
Uh-huh.
It created pay transparency policies in Colorado that other states have followed. We intentionally wrote into the bill that employers cannot ask job candidates about their salary history. This ensures that the pay gaps that women and people of color experience cannot be carried forward into future jobs. It's really important to understand that. And then we also wrote into that bill that employees are allowed to talk with each other about their salaries, and employers cannot retaliate based on that. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
The more you understand the way your businesses and are structured, the more important it is for there to be transparency, for people to understand what's happening. So when employers know how they're being paid compared to coworkers with similar experience and job descriptions, it gives them information they need to know if they aren't being paid fairly.
Yeah. We should know that.
Yeah, we should, right? And so we just released a new report just this last week that shows Colorado, this is amazing, is closing the gender pay gap more than 3 times faster than any other states because of pay transparency policies like this. The pay gap in Colorado has narrowed from women earning 78 cents on the dollar to earning 85 cents on the dollar. While no pay gap is acceptable, this is more than $2,900 more per year. That's enough money to cover rent for that month or a couple months of rent and childcare for 2 months. It's progress, and we're really, really proud of that. And then employers and workers and job seekers can go to www.wfco.org/equalpay to download our equal pay guidelines if they're curious more about what that looks like or they have additional questions for us. And we also advocate for increased access to affordable child care, tax credits that will put more money into the hands of hardworking families across that can access health care, and including abortion care and more. So we are at the Capitol in full force January through May, and then working really hard the remainder of the year to see where it is best for us to elevate our voice.
Renee, I got to ask, because I always like to ask this. You're giving out just tons of great information. You must have a website where somebody can go to and follow up about what you've been telling us right now.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, our website is www.wfco.org, and you can sign up for our newsletter on our website, or you can follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn. And if people really want to become engaged and see the full spectrum of our work, our annual luncheon is on September 27th, and that's a wonderful way to engage and to come together with about 2,000 other supporters. We have the largest fundraising luncheon for women in Colorado, and I think probably from the Midwest on, that pulls together and fundraises on behalf of women and their families. So it's a really wonderful space to learn more and to be a part of a movement and a space where people of like minds come together and really get behind changing lives, the women, women's lives here in Colorado. And then you can purchase your tickets at the same website as well.
Give it to us one more time, Renee, a little slower so they can write it down.
Absolutely. www.wfco.org.
Easy enough. Gosh, Renee, I wish we had more time. You gave us great information. Keep up the good work over there at the Women's Foundation of Colorado. Great job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your curiosity about what's happening in our community.
Well, we'll have you back on to get a little catch-up later on in the year maybe. Okay, Renee?
Wonderful. Thank
okay,
you, Murphy.
That'll be great. Thanks for coming. And hanging on, you guys, Mile High Magazine. Whoa, we're not done. More coming up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.